President Obama has said there are concerns about the long-term health of the global economy following Britain's vote to leave the European Union. Mr. Obama said growth and investment opportunities in Britain and the rest of Europe could suffer when the UK exits the EU. Speaking to journalists in Ottawa, Mr. Obama said the global economy was, for the moment, largely coping with the shock.
So far, what you've seen is reactions in the market, stock prices, currencies, but I think the preparations that were done by central banks and finance ministers, our Treasury Secretary, indicate the degree to which the global economy in the short run will hold steady.
For a second consecutive day, share prices have rebounded on stock markets around the world, reversing the sell-off that followed Britain's vote to leave the EU. The Dow Jones Industrial Average in the US rose 1.6% on Wednesday, and London's 100 share index closed slightly higher than the level reached before last week's referendum. The British pound also strengthened against the dollar and the euro. The BBC has been told that the British opposition Labour MP Angela Eagle is to challenge Jeremy Corbyn for the party leadership. An announcement is expected on Thursday. Here's John Pienaar.
The battle Labour MPs and activists expect to tear the party apart and fear may lead to a destructive and even permanent split begins later today. Angela Eagle, who joined the mass resignation of shadow cabinet ministers that was intended to bring down Jeremy Corbyn, will announce her run for the leadership. She's an experienced player in government and opposition since 1992. She'll offer herself as a candidate capable of reunifying her party, and she's respected and popular, though not with Team Corbyn this morning. Now begins an intense struggle in the media, in public arenas, and perhaps more intensively behind the scenes.
Earlier, the Prime Minister, David Cameron, said it would be in the national interest for Mr. Corbyn to resign. Speaking in Parliament, he said, "For heaven's sake, man, go." Investigators examining a damaged flight recorder from the Egyptair plane that crashed last month have confirmed the presence of smoke on board. The Airbus, with 66 people on board, crashed into the Mediterranean Sea during a flight from Paris to Cairo, Anbarasa Natarajan reports.
The Egyptian expert said the data indicated that smoke alarms in the lavatory and other equipment had gone off during the flight. They said parts of the front of the fuselage showed damage caused by high temperatures, but pilots of the Egypt Air made no distress call and no militant group admitted bringing down the aircraft. The second black box, a cockpit recorder, was damaged in the crash and is being repaired in Paris.
World News from the BBC. The leaders of the United States, Canada and Mexico say they've achieved an historic agreement to get 50% of their energy supply from green sources by 2025. After a summit in Ottawa, they said they would increase investment in renewable sources such as wind and solar power and develop cross-border distribution lines. The director of the CIA, John Brennan, has said he believes the militant group Islamic State carried out Tuesday's attack in Turkey that killed more than 40 people. Mr. Brennan also said he would be surprised if IS was not plotting attacks in the United States, similar to the one at Istanbul Airport. Turkish officials also blamed IS militants for the violence, but so far no group has claimed responsibility. Two gay men in Ivory Coast say they were attacked after the U.S. Embassy in Abidjan published a photograph of them signing a book of condolences for the victims of the nightclub shooting in Florida earlier this month. The men say they were not aware that the picture had been published on the embassy website and was circulated on social media. The organisers of the Oscars say they've invited a record number of new members in response to severe criticism of a lack of diversity at this year's Academy Awards. The Academy of Motion Picture, Arts and Sciences say it's invited nearly 700 people with a focus on women and members of ethnic minorities. There was no fairy tale ending at the Wimbledon Tennis Championships for a British qualifier facing Roger Federer and Centre Court. Marcus Willis, who's ranked 772 in the world, lost in straight sets. He said he intended to stay motivated. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。